Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear two daily reminders from Supreme Matriarch Jikwang Gyalpopsonim about trauma. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Gyalpopsonim. 7686 June 25, 2013, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Buddha says that the ignorance of sentient beings is a poison which inflicts hurt and harm on others in order to fulfill conditions, greed and desires. Furthermore, we have seen how millions of citizens of one or several countries can be in enormous danger, agony and uncertainty caused by this poison. It was on this day of 25 June in the year 1950 that the Korean War broke out. The Gyalpopsonim was very young, but yet, until today, remember very vividly the atrocities and tragedy caused by the war. When the communists invaded the country from the north, they had to flee the beautiful and comfortable home abruptly, with whatever few belongings they could grab. They had no idea what the final destination would be, but only just followed the stream of humanity, evacuating the city of Seoul. At that time, fear and agony were very evident on everyone's faces. The Gyalpopsonim could sense the acute anguish the Gyalpopsonim's parents and family suffered. The Gyalpopsonim remember that encountering those terrors was like being in hell. Young as the Gyalpopsonim was, the Gyalpopsonim could fathom the countenance of the war victims etched with fear, distress and uncertainties. So great was their despair that many were driven to wanting to commit suicide. There is absolutely no doubt that it was because of the memories and trauma of this human tragedy, as well as the negative experiences the Gyalpopsonim personally had, that the Gyalpopsonim took refuge in Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha. Always puzzled by human suffering, the Gyalpopsonim wondered if there was a way for humanity to live together in harmony and understanding. The Gyalpopsonim was constantly questioning and seeking an answer. This search ended when light came through upon realizing Buddha's teaching that all sentient beings have Buddha nature. This profound truth means that all sentient beings have the capacity to become Buddhas and Bodhisattvas themselves. However, the erroneous human error lies in the thinking that the present form is the infinite I. And so it is believed that everything must be done to protect that form and please the small I. Therefore, all forms of ignorance are perpetuated by wreaking grievous injury and torment on others and taking away their possessions out of greed. This is the poison that we call human ignorance. Hence, to become Buddhas and Bodhisattvas ourselves, we must save the ignorant sentient being within each of us, which, in other words, is our poison of ignorance. To rescue oneself and to experience peace within is also to ensure the calm and tranquility of everyone. So the Popsonim will once again clearly say that to take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha is, in fact, the only way to bring about world peace. Thank you very much, Jikwang the Popsonim. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang the Popsonim. 7721 July 30, 2013, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Practitioners should never lose their quietude and stability, regardless of the situation that confronts them. Of course, it is difficult to maintain serenity and calm, but they are possible with steadfast and continual practice by everyone. In order not to lose peace and stillness, we have to retain a state of balance and harmony so as to stave off unnecessary sickness of the body and mind. Irrespective of whatever be the challenges of negative situations, it is best to avoid reacting with surprise or shock. However, it is well known that shock automatically follows any alarming and traumatic situation, which can be likened to a hurricane suddenly appearing on the quiet ocean. The onset of an intense and abrupt surprise can lead to a disequilibrium and sense of loss of control over oneself. In that condition, the body and mind are forgotten and much damage and suffering can be inflicted. At this kind of time, lack of self-control can make one forego good health and material possessions, thus making it all the more difficult to overcome suffering. That is why the mind should be focused on Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha, and mentally repeat the mantra. The mind can then go back to its original place and clarity can be restored. And so upon attaining lucidity and understanding, the experience of complete appreciation can take one deeper into quietude and stillness. But it is difficult for the person who has a heavier karma to find calm and silence. Rather, being always insecure, the mind produces negativity. Consequently, a positive mind is converted into one that is highly negative. As a result, negativity and discomfort are spread. They make wherever and whenever whom one meets, including also strangers, equally or even more uncomfortable. It is thus understandable that such a person is avoided who, in turn, feels lonely and suffers very much. Let it not be forgotten that every human mind has Buddha nature, also this kind of a person. Nevertheless, with trust and belief in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and continuous practice, the karma will become lighter and hasten the emergence from darkness. Nature and sentient beings are closely interconnected. Hence, since ancient times, a town with many positive people does not experience very many natural calamities. On the other hand, a place with numerous negative people always encounters all kinds of natural catastrophes. Tomorrow, the Popsanam will perform the volcano ceremony to express our sincerest appreciation and care for nature as well as for the comfort and peace of all sentient beings. This kind of ease and serendipity perpetually come from a mind of undisturbed calm. But greed and the five desires always jolt everyone, including nature, thereby distancing us further away from peace. Thank you very much, Jigwang Nepopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jigwang Nepopsanam. I hope these daily reminders are helpful to you. I wish you a very, very happy and nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.